Chapter 2. The Farm. Joe waited in the tree, but nobody came for the car. She climbed down the tree and jumped into soft leaves.
"Ow!"
she said, and put her hand to her neck. She looked at her mom's little red car, and then she was sick. She suddenly felt angry with her mom.
"Why didn't she take me to school?"
she thought.
"She never does anything for me.
Everything's for Amy. Now look what's happened." Joe started to walk, but not to the road. She went into the woods. Weak sunlight fell through the trees around her. The air was cold, but Joe was warm in her big coat. Her mouth was dry. She had no water, no food, no phone, and not much money. She walked for some time. After a while, she sat down to think.
"I can't go home," she said to herself.
"Mom will be really angry now. I can't go to school. They'll find out about the car and Mikey. I'll have to leave. Maybe I can find a place to sleep tonight. Then tomorrow I can go to New York. I'll get a job and find a room in a house. I can start a new life." She got up and walked on. Soon the trees came to an end. Joe looked across the open country. There was a farm about a kilometer away. It had lots of buildings.
"I can sleep there tonight," she thought.
She walked toward the farm. It was about 6:15. The sun was already going down. As she got closer to the farm, there were some apple trees.
Food!
She ate an apple and put some more in her coat pockets. Then she sat down to wait for the dark. A few minutes later, lights went on in the farmhouse. Then a car arrived. Two children jumped out and ran into the house. A woman followed them. A man and a black and white dog came out of the house and went into one of the big farm buildings. Joe heard the sound of cows. Joe pulled her coat around her.
"I haven't worn this for a long time," she thought.
The coat had lots of pockets. She found her house key, bus tickets, and an old picture of her with her parents. It was just before her dad died. And in the inside pocket, she found a very old chocolate bar.
"I'll eat half now and keep half for later," she thought.
But she ate it all. It was really dark now. The woman and children came out of the house with bags and boxes. The children got in the car. The man and the dog came back and the dog jumped into the car. The woman put her arms around the man. They talked for a long time before the woman got into the car. The man watched them drive away. Joe was cold now, and she walked down to the farm. She went through the apple trees. Then she went down the side of the large farm building. The cows were moving around inside. She opened the door to a smaller building. There were no animals here, only bags of animal food. She made herself a bed with empty bags at the back of the building. Moonlight came in through a dirty window. It was a long night, and she slept badly. Three times she heard something run over the bags of animal food. Was it a rat? She didn't like rats, and she pulled her coat over her head. It began to get light. She heard someone outside the door. Then the door opened. Jo didn't move. She couldn't see the door from her bed. Someone opened a food bag.
"What's this?" said a man's voice.
He started to walk to the back of the building.
What could he see?
Jo pulled her coat up to her eyes. And then his phone rang. Jo could hear her heart. It was beating loudly, but the man left the building. The door shut, and she heard the key in the lock. She waited for a few minutes and then looked out. The man was back by the house, but he was wearing a strange suit. A beekeeper's suit. Jo was afraid, but she had to get out. The window was old and easy to open. Jo climbed out into the daylight. She looked around the corner of the building. The man in the suit was going into the cow building. The cows were making a lot of noise. "He'll be busy for some time," thought Jo. There weren't any other people around. Jo ran to the farmhouse and went in through the back door. For a moment, in the warm kitchen, Jo thought of her home and she wanted to cry. She took some bread and cheese from the table and put it in her pockets. She drank some milk. Then she looked through the window and her heart almost stopped. The man was there. He was looking at her. Jo turned and ran through the door and through the apple trees toward the woods. Behind her, the man shouted something. But Jo didn't stop. She ran like the wind.